In computer news this week, the FBI keeps digging up Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was being considered for an appointment by President George H.W. Bush to the President's Export Council, and the FBI created a file on him which has just been made public by the Bureau. Headline news reported, page 14, asked if he ever left a job under unfavorable circumstances, Jobs selects yes and lists Apple computers. Jobs had actually recruited noted business executive John Sculley from the Pepsi Corporation, asking him if he wanted to spend the rest of his life selling sugared water instead of taking the opportunity to join Apple. Sculley took the offer but later had a falling out with Jobs, resulting in Jobs resigning from Apple. Page 38. Multiple people interviewed about Jobs' character said, Mr. Jobs will twist the truth and distort reality in order to achieve his goals. Thus we have the term reality distortion field, which will probably always be associated with Steve Jobs, and also the term insanely great. Wikipedia defines the reality distortion field as Steve Jobs' ability to convince himself and others to believe almost anything with a mix of charm, charisma, bravado, hyperbole, marketing appeasement, and persistent, and it led to the creation of the Macintosh computer. But the term is also used by Jobs' competitors to criticize him. Insanely great was the term Jobs used to describe the Macintosh, which he said would change the world, and it did. But in the book entitled Insanely Great by Stephen Levi, Levi points out that the ideas for the Macintosh actually came from ideas created at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center, which Jobs and other Apple executives had viewed in a private showing based on a stock trade deal. This included the concept of the graphical user interface, the bitmap screen, and the use of a mouse. Apple had actually first come out with their Lisa computer based on this technology they had seen, meaning not invented, but the Lisa was too high-priced and failed. The same conceptual ideas were then introduced into the much lower-priced Macintosh, which did become a huge success. I also mentioned this Xerox tale in my own History of the Microcomputer Revolution, which you can read online, and I am a former sales executive with the Xerox Corporation, but Xerox squandered the technology they invented. Page 41. Former colleague at tech company says Jobs is a deceptive individual who is not completely forthright and honest. Page 44. Female acquaintance agreed with media description of Jobs as a visionary and charismatic, while also acknowledging he's narcissistic, shallow, and can lose sight of honesty and integrity. In another book about Steve Jobs, The Journey is a Reward by Jeffrey Young, he lists an internal Apple memo criticizing Jobs' management style. 1. Jobs regularly misses appointments. 2. He acts without thinking and with bad judgment. 3. He does not give credit where credit is due and often takes credits for ideas not his own. This memo was written prior to Jobs' resignation. Steve Jobs was a volatile person and led a storied corporate life. He was one of the original founders of the Apple Corporation, and despite his management style or other personal flaws, he did change the world with his Macintosh computer. Thanks, Steve. For Raw Bites, this is Frank Delaney.